When your work speaks for itself, don't interrupt. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Our instant inspiration for today, when your work speaks for itself, do not interrupt. How often do all of us do a good job and are happy with the good job that we've done, and then we've got to go and tell everybody about it? Or we've done a good job, and so then we try to make it even better instead of just being happy with the good job we've done and keep working in that flow. The tendency is to mess ourselves up when our work speaks for itself. When our work speaks for itself and says that everything we're doing is harmonious and beautiful and good, we have a tendency to want to get our own two cents in there, because we feel that that's so important for us to say that something is good or very good. I was sweeping the steps yesterday. I noticed that the steps hadn't been swept for a while, and there was a little sand here and there, and I thought, hey, rather than wonder or tell someone else to do it, I'll just sweep the steps. So I got the broom, and I started sweeping the steps. And I found that there's a lot of sand tucked away here and there and sort of grouted into the corners and everything. And I just gently swept each step, thinking I am sweeping one step at a time. And as I swept each step, it was really quite nice. The step was clean, and I was pleased with it. And then I told the step, stay that way now. Stay nice and clean. And I got down to the bottom, and I really didn't have as much sand as I thought I'd have, because I was able to sweep a lot of it off little areas there where it reaches over the edge of the board that comes down by the staircase. And when I got down to the bottom, I cleaned it all up real nice, and then I looked at the little shed that we have there. And the little shed is a nice little shed. It has our pumps in it and our well pumps in the well and what have you. And when it was plastered, the people who plastered dropped little pieces of plaster all around on the outside, a little stucco here and there, and a big pile of sand right in front of the door that nobody thought to clean up or put away. And so I took the broom and swept it. Well, it didn't sweep. It didn't sweep right. So I got a shovel, a flat nose shovel, and I scraped it up and cleaned it up nice, and it got everything pretty good. Well, now the work speaks for itself. I didn't have to tell anybody I did it. I didn't have to tell anybody that anything was done. And so and I scraped up the stucco that was on the concrete around the building, and then cleaned it all up and swept it again, and it was all real nice. And now I thought to myself, well, if anyone sees that, they will think that it's clean. And if they didn't know that it wasn't clean, that doesn't matter. It's supposed to look like it is always that way. So then as I walked up the path, I thought, hey, I'm going on a one-way street here. I might as well get the broom and sweep off the quarter mile of path there so that that can be nice too. So I went down to the garage and got the broom and swept that off. Now, when your work speaks for itself, don't interrupt. As I was in the flow, in the go, I just kept on going. And it only took a few minutes, whereas it would be every time I'd walk that path and every time I'd come that way, I would think to myself, it should be swept, it should be cleaned up. And a couple of minutes doing it, and it was all done. And it was done in a nice way and for everyone's benefit and everyone's enjoyment. And this is the way it should always be. But oftentimes we interrupt ourselves by saying, well, we really shouldn't do this. It's somebody else's job. It's somebody else's responsibility. And we should just leave it alone. Well, no. I walk around the roads on our property here, and I see a stone on the road, and I think, no, in the middle of the night, I could be coming walking along here and step on that stone and hurt myself. You know, make me feel that I stepped on a stone. And then I thought, well, am I doing it just for me? And then I had to answer yes, because I wouldn't find the stones if I didn't step on them. And if I know where they are, I can walk around them in the middle of the night when it's dark out. But why not just pick them up when I see them in the daylight and throw them off to the side? So as I walk around our 3-mile path around the property here, and I see a stone here and there when it's daylight, I throw it aside. Sometimes they're pretty big, too. Some pretty big rocks sort of come to the surface of the roadway because it's a dirt road, and we take our grader and go over it. But when your work speaks for itself, don't interrupt. I just normally go along and do it and fix it up nice. And I found an old tire, and I'm going to tie a rope to it and then hook it to my back and haul it back and forth on a piece of path where we can't take any equipment. And it'll make that path nice and smooth after a while. And we won't have used any mechanization, just herbization. And I said to Brian that I was going to do that. And he says, well, can't you tie it to the back of the golf cart? You know, and the golf cart would carry it back there and forth, you know. And, or, you know, whatever. And, well, that's mechanization. And we are not supposed to have any mechanized vehicles on the BLM land. Although the fire trucks go on there and stuff like that and put out fires. And once they've made a road, the road is okay to be used. But unfortunately, they don't always make the roads where we want the roads to be made. But when your work speaks for itself, don't interrupt. Just let it be. Let it go along. And notice how nice it is and how much fun it is to do little things and not say anything to anybody about doing it. Now, every day I ask the group, well, what did you do this morning or what did you do this afternoon? And the first thing they say is, oh, I did my meditation, I did my treatment, I did my lesson work, I did this. And I think, well, bully, bully for you. Aren't you wonderful? That's what you're supposed to do. That's what the time is allotted for, to do it. And I'm really not interested in hearing that, because if you did it, that's great. If you didn't do it, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear that you're cheating. Okay, so that's something off of your back. Now, if your job is to do the mailing and get the mailing out, you just say, well, I got the mailing all done, and I'm very happy about that. Now, that's good. That's good. It's not a matter that the mailing is so important or anything like that. It's just that you felt good about doing it. Now, with Sylvia, she's doing the typesetting and getting the materials ready. And so she comes in and she announces, well, I got all the the scans made, and they looked out just beautiful. And I say, terrific, terrific. I hadn't thought of that. and they turned out real nice. And this is a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful thing when we are able to do little things, so to speak, little extras that we hadn't planned on, and sort of makes everything nice and easy and makes everything beautiful. But when your work speaks for itself, and then you don't interrupt it. You just go along with it and make sure that it's done as harmoniously and perfectly as you can have it done. But so often people, when I say, "What did you do this morning?" they give me a reiteration of the things that they were supposed to and required to do. Because you're required to do your studies, you're required to do your lesson, you're required to do the introspection time. What you do during that is your business, but you're required to do it. And if you don't do that, I would soon send you away, because that's part of what we're doing here. We're giving you the time to do these things so that you have that wonderful asset. And for people who come to visit, they have that too. And that's great. So, tell me the things that you're doing. When your work speaks for itself, hey, got the mail out. Super, super. I got it out perfect with no mistakes. How do you know you didn't make any mistakes? You don't know until they come back. And but did you give it your best? Did you give it your happy best? And were you pleased with what you did? If you were, then that's all that counts. That's all that matters. So when your work speaks for itself, you don't have to interrupt. You don't have to stop yourself. Just keep in the flow. When your work speaks for yourself, let it speak for itself. But the things that are your required things to do, that's not work. I would hardly think that it's work to go to the bathroom. You know, I'd hardly think it's work to eat your meal, or it's hardly work to make your meals. You come home from work to make your meals. You come home from work to do your laundry. You come home and you don't consider that work. Your work is what your daily requirement is of you, you know. So what is it that you have really done in your work that is significant, that speaks for itself? You have to be its voice sometimes, but don't interrupt it. Just flow with it and watch the miracles happen in your life as you do that. Have a wonderful afternoon.